Six people are facing criminal charges in connection with the death of a 21-year-old at a state-run care facility. Zachary Moore died in September at the Southeast Arkansas Human Development Center, where he was a resident. He died after he was held in a face-down position for around 13 minutes and injected with an unknown drug. 12 Department of Human Services employees were fired after Moore's death. Six employees now face charges of manslaughter as well as neglect of a vulnerable person. The six will make a first appearance in court on March 30th in Bradley County. Moore's mother is also seeking a $750,000 settlement with the state over his death. The country's largest teachers union is supporting a proposed constitutional amendment in Arkansas. The National Education Association donated $68,000 to the campaign for the Arkansas Educational Rights Amendment. The proposal would require private schools accepting state funds to be held to the same testing and accessibility standards as public schools. It would also require universal pre-K for all students in the state. The group 4AR Kids previously tried to place the amendment on the 2024 ballot but did not collect enough signatures. The group must now collect just under 91,000 signatures by July 3rd to place it on the November ballot for voters. The city of Little Rock's new mobile grocery store made its first stop on Tuesday. The mobile market was parked at Buffington Towers Apartments on 7th Street for much of the morning. It offered several items, including fresh produce, canned goods, household goods, and toiletries. Outreach coordinator Karen Boone says the groceries are available at a discount through a partnership with Edwards Food Giant, with plans to expand their selection later this year.
As we continue to progress throughout the year, for example, summer and fall, the focus and goal is to work with local farmers and local gardens, as far as community gardens, to source the produce to support local businesses.
Initial funding for the mobile market came from $850,000 allocated by the City Board of Directors, but it is currently seeking ongoing support. Boone says finding community members to step in would help sustain the project.
We're needing volunteers for the mobile market. Donation for as far as operational costs, so things like this do cost as far as maintenance and tear on the trailer and the truck that pulls the trailer, things of that sort.
The mobile market will rotate through Little Rock Wards 1, 2, 6, and 7 and will make its next stop at Medicine Heights Apartments on 12th Street on Thursday. Information on upcoming stops, donations, and volunteer opportunities is available on the website uddclittlerock.org. Another member of the Duggar family is preparing to stand trial on sex crime charges. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Joseph Duggar has signed an extradition waiver and will be heading to Florida to face charges of child sexual abuse. Duggar was arrested in Taneytown last week relating to alleged crimes that took place in Bay County, Florida in 2020. Duggar's wife, Kendra Duggar, was also arrested on several charges, including endangering the welfare of a minor and false imprisonment. The Duggar family is known for their participation in the TLC reality series 19 Kids and Counting. Joseph's brother, Josh Duggar, is currently serving a 12-and-a-half-year prison sentence on child sexual abuse material charges. An Arkansas legislator representing parts of Pope and Van Buren counties has died. Republican Representative Stan Berry of Dover died Monday at age 71. Berry first began his tenure as a lawmaker in 2003, serving in the House until 2009. He returned to the legislature in 2019, representing House District 44. He previously served in the National Guard and on various local boards and commissions. It's unclear when a special election to fill his vacant seat will occur. Berry was also running unopposed for re-election in November. Secretary of State's office says the vacancy in nomination can be filled either by a special primary election or by a party convention. A Little Rock activist is seeking a position in the city's board of directors. The Reverend Benny Johnson says he's running for Ward 7 seat on the city board. Johnson is a pastor and president of the group Arkansas Stop the Violence, which aims to reduce crime and homicides in central Arkansas. Johnson is seeking the seat currently occupied by Little Rock Vice Mayor B.J. Werwick, who is barred from running for re-election since she is currently running for mayor. Candidates can begin collecting signatures to appear on the ballot in June. Officials with the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have broken ground on a new power plant. The 850-megawatt natural gas-fired plant will be located in Naples, Texas, about an hour southwest of Texarkana. The new facility is expected to cost between $800 and $850 million. It's slated to begin commercial operations in 2029. Today, expect a high of 86 degrees with clearing skies throughout the day. For your weekend ahead, mostly sunny skies with highs in the 60s and 70s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.